Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I want to thank the members of the community who came out. We had an overflow crowd, more than 350 people here today from all across Erie County. As I said, the state of the county is strong. We have a lot of good things going, but we are very concerned, and I am very concerned about what's happening on the federal level as it impacts not only our county, but each of us as an individual with regards to our individual rights. I had to bring it up. I think people understand that I've been talking about this for a while, and if I ignored what I said was the elephant in the room, it would have looked a little crazy, because I am very concerned about our constitutional republic. As an attorney, I see things that have happened in the last 101 days since the administration started that are just undemocratic. When you see judges issuing orders and the administration saying, we're just not going to do it, that is undemocratic. It's unconstitutional. And I need to speak, and I spoke to the people of Erie County and in Western New York. We need to stand up. This is not a Democratic issue. This is not a Republican issue. This is about what's right and what's wrong. And we need to fight for our country, because you could lose it. Democracies have failed when people don't fight for their country and understand the issues. So I'm very proud we had a great message today that seemed to be received very well. And I'm going to continue to talk about that as I go on. Doing the work of the people of Erie County.
Is it almost a challenge to a couple of our congressmen, Nick Langworthy, Claudia Tenney, to do something?
Well, the congressional representatives are just standing there and just sort of clapping as if everything's great. Claudia Tenney talked about how she wants to create a national holiday for Donald Trump's birthday. We've never created a national holiday while someone's alive. He doesn't deserve a holiday. If you look at the history of the first 100 days of his presidency, his presidency has been an abject disaster. The only president who had a worse 100 days was William Henry Harrison. He died during the first 100 days. So I think we need to stand up. We have to continue to stand up. Our congressional representatives have to fight for our region.
You called them wimps last week.
Because they will not show up in public. They will not show up at town hall meetings, and they need to show up at town hall meetings. I've shown up at town hall meetings. I've had people criticize me and say not so nice things to me, and I'll just stand there and say, you have a First Amendment reason to say that, or right to say that. Everyone has a First Amendment right to express their opinions, to critique their government. I think the congressional representatives, as representatives of the people, should be showing up and answering questions as to why they're doing nothing. It's as simple as that. They're doing nothing. They're sitting on their hands. They know this is not popular in their communities. And what's disappointing is some congressional representatives who are Republicans are criticizing these cuts. I saw Nicole Malliotakis and I think Garabino from downstate have criticized the proposed cuts to Medicaid, saying this would hurt their community. They've publicly come out and said that. But the local representatives won't, because they don't have the guts to actually say what the people in their community believe. They just think if they shut up, they'll get easily reelected. But that's wrong. As a representative, you represent all the people. As he said, you don't represent taxpayers. Anybody who goes out there and say, I only represent taxpayers, they forget. They represent people, from the youngest child who was just born to the oldest adult who may not be a taxpayer at that point in their life. And the people of Erie County and Western New York and the United States are mad. No president has had bad an approval rating after his first 100 days that I can remember. And it's because he's doing things the American public doesn't want him to do. And it's wrong. And we need to fight it.
A lot of announcements on the local level as well. What is sort of your message to residents right now? What do you want them to take away from your address today?
Well, as I said, the state of Erie County as a government and as a community is strong. Of course we have issues to deal with. We always have issues to deal with. And we're going to continue to work on those issues. You're never done. There's always a new issue, it seems like, and it seems like it happens every day. But even if the state of Erie County is strong, we cannot ignore what is happening with the presidency, what's happening with Congress, how judicial orders from the federal government are being ignored. The United States Supreme Court in a 9-0 decision said they had to return the one individual from El Salvador. And the president said, I can't do it. He ignored an order from the United States Supreme Court. And I can guarantee you this, if the president of the United States wanted to do something in El Salvador, he can do it. He's thumbing his nose at the Constitution, and all of us are paying the price because our government is not the democracy it should be. When one person is hurt, all people are hurt. And I will remind everybody, the Constitution, which I showed earlier today, in the Fifth Amendment, talks about the due process rights of people. It does not talk about the due process rights of citizens. It says the government cannot infringe on the due process of people, everyone. So if they can infringe against an individual like that, they can infringe about anyone. If they can deport a 2-year-old who's a U.S. citizen without any due process, they could deport anyone, even Joe Rogan. And Joe Rogan and I don't have a whole lot in common politically, but even Joe Rogan came out and said this is wrong, that we should stand up and say no. Because if the Trump administration can do that to people today, who's to say an administration won't do it in the future to them? And when Joe Rogan and I are on the same page, you know it's wrong.
Was this the toughest state of the county address for you to deliver your 13 or so?
Was it the toughest one? No, because it came a lot from my heart. We have a lot of great things that are going on, and I was proud to talk about. We dealt with issues. We're always dealing with issues, and I will never shirk from dealing with an issue. But the stuff at the end, that came from my heart, because I truly believe our republic is at risk. All you got to do, I mean, the Weimar Republic was a true constitutional parliamentary republic founded in after the war of World War I. And they used the mechanisms of the Weimar Republic Constitution to elevate Hitler to become chancellor. And then he used his power to eliminate a constitutional republic. Now, I'm not saying Donald Trump is Hitler. I don't want people to say that. But governments, even democracies, can fail. When our democracy began and the Constitution was released, as I talked about today, our country was called the American Experiment. It was not expected to survive. It was expected to fail. And it almost did. And it took a bloody civil war to save our country, to keep the Union together, to eliminate the original sin of slavery. It took another 100 years to eliminate legally the racism that existed through the 1960s until the Civil Rights Amendments were passed. And we're at a precipice unlike any other in my lifetime. I've often thought that every generation faces a test, as I mentioned here today. And I always wondered what our test would be. And I thought our test was going to be responding to September 11th. But as it pertains to our country and our Constitution, the test is internal. It's can we handle the attack on our Constitution from within, not externally. And this is the test of our lifetimes. And if we want our Constitution to exist for another 250 years, we got to fight for it. One more question.
You're speaking really powerfully and passionately about the state of things on a federal level. Is there a congressional run in your future?
I'm not running for Congress. I just care about this much. It matters to me. Each and every one of us is an elected official. The first part of our oath is we swear to uphold and protect the Constitution of the United States. Before we get to the county charter, before we get to state government, we swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and protect it. And if we are not doing that now, we are reneging on our oath. And it's important. Listen, I know not everyone agrees with what I'm saying. but I know a majority of people do, not just in Erie County, but across the country. And I have colleagues that are in the Republican Party who say, Mark, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with it. I need them to speak up just as much as me. Because when I've done these town hall meetings, I've had a few people who are Republicans saying, I never voted for you, Mark, but I'm here because I wanted to hear what you had to say, and I agree with you on this. I'm a Republican, but I disagree with what's happening with our president and in our country. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take conversations between people who are not elected officials just as much saying, I'm a Republican, and I don't think this is correct to do. And it's that passionate to me. And it will always be that passionate to me as long as I'm county executive, because we have to fight for our country, fight for our democracy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.